Welcome to the Lady Up America podcast. I'm Diane Canada, your host. I'm so glad you're here with me today. We are taking a departure from our normal podcast format during this Christmas season to bring you what I call trinkets. Today, my heart's a little bit heavy because it is December 7th. It's Thursday, and this is Pearl Harbor Day. Just come from an emotional breakfast this morning where our veterans were honored. As many of you know, my brother, who was a special ops Marine, is my genesis, really, of how Lady Up America got started. So today in Christmas trinket number four, I want to talk to you about the power in silence. I know a lot of us are afraid of silence, or we avoid silence because, and this used to be me too for a lot of years, that when we're silent, when the room gets too silent or our lives get too silent, then that's when we have too much time on our hands to think, right? And then that's when all of the thoughts start flooding us. So a lot of us will do anything we can to stay busy, stay distracted, so we don't have to think about what we're thinking about. And I loved the song years ago that the Eagles wrote. Y'all know I'm a big Eagles fan. They wrote this song called Learn to Be Still. And I remember when it first came out, I remember just kind of mocking it and going, yeah, right. Number one, who's got time to be still? But number two, who would want to be? And my life was just so fast and furious at that point. And I actually thought that I preferred it that way. I realize now that I was just simply staying distracted, because if I sat still, you know, I would cry. Or if I sat still, I would think about all the things, all the wrong turns I'd made, or I'd think about all the things that I need to do, and that would overwhelm me. So I didn't know how to be still. I suspect that maybe some of you ladies who are listening don't know how either. And I have found now that I've worked through this, that there is so much peace in the power of silence. There's power in silence. And let me explain what I mean. We have to be careful of things like meditation. I've been doing a lot of learning about this. A lot of people think that being still and meditating is kind of the way to go. But the idea in silence is not to try to empty our thoughts or to empty ourselves of our thoughts. And again, we have to be careful with meditation, because when you try to empty yourself, then there are spiritual forces out there that are more than happy to fill that up with thoughts, ideas, or even fill that up in the spiritual realm. So we don't want to go into meditation, and we can maybe do a whole other podcast about that later. Anything that's new age like that is completely 100% in direct disobedience to the Bible. So I'll do another show on that another day. But when we're still and we are very cooperative to sit in silence with the Lord, then what we find is He speaks to us. So He sort of takes all of the chaos that's in our minds. When we surrender to Him, like when we sit and we are very intentional about inviting Him in to that stillness and into that silence, He's very faithful to show up in that. So what He starts to do is He starts to kind of make sense of the chaos that's going on in our minds. My best ideas come to me in that silence. And also I love to do it on nature walks. Like I love to take a nature walk and I don't listen to my earbuds or anything. I'm intentionally silent, intentionally don't have any input coming in. Like it's just my time to sort of breathe, to exhale, and then to listen for that still small voice, that whisper of God's wisdom. God doesn't shout at us like the world does. God comes through in the form of a whisper. It's sort of like a little inkling or a prompting or a knowing, or suddenly we'll almost sort of hear statements in our heart of what He wants us to do. The way it comes to me is a very clear statement. Diane, I need you to do this. Diane, I want you to do this. But I never hear that when I'm running 90 miles an hour or when the world is too loud. It's only in those intentional moments of silence that I start to hear him. So I've gotten now to where I look forward to that. Like, I want to hear what he has to say. I want to cooperate with that silence, because I find treasure, wisdom, ideas in that silence. So I can always know that it's his idea and not my own, usually when I don't want to do it. Usually when it's something a little outside of my comfort zone, or something that is that I never would have thought up on my own, something kind of out of left field. So these are ways you can kind of discern and tell. And the Bible tells us, I mean, he wants us to hear his voice. Jesus says, "My sheep know my voice." So it's not like I'm special and I can hear from him and you can't. We all can. We are Christians. We have surrendered our lives to Christ. We all have that direct line. And I heard somebody say once that prayer is telephoning God and wisdom is God telephoning you. So I invite you this Christmas season to get still and to get quiet and to not be afraid of the silence, and to know God will meet you there. He will bring ideas. He will bring comfort. He will bring, kind of organization to the chaos that's going on in your mind. Things sort of click. Things fall into place. There's just an order that he brings to the noise and the chaos that's going on in your mind. So don't be afraid of it. Understand that there is great power in that silence, and don't resist it. That's where the magic is. That's where the Lord is. So let me pray with you today. Father God, I thank you so much for this precious woman listening to this show today. Lord, it's no accident that she happened upon this. I ask you to meet her in the silence, Lord, and to make your voice known to her. I ask you to bring order to the chaos, to bring calm to the noise, and Lord, to bring wisdom to her soul as she obeys you and intentionally seeks you out, Lord. You said that those who would seek you will find you. So Lord, help us to just be reminded to get into that silence, and then Lord, to very easily discern your voice when we're in it. We praise you. We honor you this Christmas season. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for what you did, Jesus. We love you and honor you in Jesus' name. All right, ladies, great to see you today. It's been fun doing these trinkets this week. We look forward to doing more of them starting Monday. Lady up. See you soon.